The only person who has RSVP'd is here.
Oh, okay.
Thanks so
Kira,
much.
I'll ask you to actually pause the recording because I'll make the sort of HR. I will send a text to Thomas and Bill asking if they're joining our meeting. Because who
Is
doesn't?
Richard coming?
No,
Richard. He has.
Yeah, Richard and Derek are both excused for this meeting.
Got it. So am I facilitating? Because I facilitated last time, but we swapped with Richard. So, I mean, I'm open to facilitate.
Oh, wow. He kind of did a fast one on you, huh?
He did. Wait, I'm going to send a text to him.
Well, I think you are definitely exempt. That would just be up between Thomas and David about who would like to facilitate this meeting. Thomas has pointed to himself. So thank you, Thomas. I appreciate it.
You do not know the long age, the ritual of not it.
Oh, is that what that means? Oh, I'm sorry. I guess it just must be an older generation thing. Maybe one of these days you can tell me all about it by the fire.
Oh.
All about rotary phones. Rotary phones and clocks with hands on them. Do the whole thing.
Yeah. Is that like a flip phone era thing, Thomas?
It's a wagon train thing. Irma or David, would you mind facilitating? Do either of you have the bandwidth? Irma, I think you just offered. Is that cool?
I offer just because I was trying to be polite, but it's your turn.
There we go, David.
I'll do it because it just took me a while to find the draft agenda. Okay, everybody. Welcome to the February 16th steering committee for the HIV Community Planning Council. So first, let's do introductions really quickly. Let's start with Irma.
Irma Parada, Council Co-Chair.
Ed? Oh, you're muted, Ed.
Although you don't actually appear muted. Maybe your volume's just all the way down.
We can't hear you, Ed.
Nope.
Ed,
no, not yet.
Remember, I will do it for Ed. How's that?
Great. How am I spoken for you?
I'm a co-chair.
Noel?
Hi, everyone. I'm a council affairs co-chair. Manuel Vasquez.
Fantastic. All right, we have council staff. Kira?
Kira, council staff.
Okay, Mark?
Mark Molnar, council staff.
And Crown?
And Crown, council staff.
It looks like Elaine has joined us. Hey, Elaine, quick intro.
Membership co-chair.
Ooh. Oh, Elaine, I'm sorry. I have to give you an update. At the last membership committee meeting, they had a co-chair election, and the co-chairs elected were Ed and Cesar Cadavez. I don't think you were there during that part of the meeting.
No, I wasn't. Okay. Hey, good.
You're welcome to stay, though. Always welcome, Elaine.
Okay, you got it. No, okay. Thanks, you guys, for letting me know.
Oh.
Take care, Elaine.
There's a lot going on, Elaine. No, okay. No harm. Yeah. Thank you for serving as chair, by the way, that you stepped up at the time.
Thank you very much. So, I think several years in a row, Elaine. So
thank you. Doodle to that.
Okay. I see that Chuck has joined us. Wait, Chuck, are you on yet? No, we'll skip Chuck for a second. Okay, we have a community member, Bill.
Hi, folks. Bill Hirsch with the AIDS Legal Referral Panel and Happen.
Fantastic. Let's see if Chuck is dialed in. Hey, Chuck, can you do a quick intro if you're on, if your audio is on? It's fine. We'll just move on. All right. Awesome. So let's review the draft agenda for today. Okay, draft agenda is up. I don't know if there's any additions or stuff. I don't see Bill Bloom on board, but I guess we can go ahead and approve the agenda by consensus, unless there's any other objections. Fantastic. Great, thank you. All right. And then next we have the steering minutes from last meeting. So if we can see those really quickly. I don't know if there's any additions, subtractions, friendly amendments, as they say. Really quick review. And that, yeah, was excellent. So unless there's any additions or subtractions, I'd like to pass these minutes through consensus, approve these minutes consensus. Great, thank you. All right, awesome. Next, any announcements? Any council staff announcements? I mean, council announcements? No, please go ahead.
Well, I just had a question, and again, I apologize. Please forgive me. I'm new to this, all this order and everything, but Mark, you'd know that we had talked about something at council affairs about, oh gosh, I just forgot my thought. I'll come back. I apologize.
No worries. Mark, please go ahead.
So I did receive a notice about in-person meetings, and it does look like they are back on track. I need to actually read it more closely. And so, of course, this is for full meetings of a commission. And so that does not necessarily mean that our committees, again, have to meet in person. They can continue to meet remotely. I know that at least two of them have determined to do that indefinitely. But that also does mean that the full council meeting does have to meet in person. And if there are substantive votes of the steering also has to. Again, that will depend on if there are actually substantive votes. So certainly around resource allocation, carry forward allocation, any of those kinds of allocation type votes will need to take place in person at steering and full council. So I'd like to ask Kira or Crown. I don't think Crown has done this. So I think Kira to, you know, reach out to our friends over at 25 Van Ness and schedule us for March in person. It's back. And further, I'll take a look at the agenda for steering to see if there's a necessity and talk to you about that later, Kira. We'll determine whether there's a vote there. So meaning that would have to be in person. That's my announcement. Any questions? Kind of a big one.
No, Mark, just the fact that there was a press release today. I haven't read through it, but I think it's basically kind of acknowledging things are ending with regards to COVID response in a significant way. So we're kind of going into that last phase. But I haven't read it yet, but I'm not surprised. Makes sense.
The guidance from my skimming seems like particularly severe, must say, as far as like every single person in during the commission meeting needs to be there. They need to have a particular kind of excuse to actually come in remotely. So we do already have sort of a built-in reason for the State Office of AIDS rep, because that is, you know, they're not funded to travel. I was surprised to see that. I'm not sure how much that engages with past discussions we've had that, Manuel, you've been a part of where it comes to reasonable accommodation for people who are immune compromised. I didn't actually notice that in the guidance, but I'm going to look through it again and see if there's any kind of, I don't know, I wouldn't call them loopholes, but like rationales. But from my skim of it, it did seem like you'll need an excuse. Otherwise, you're expected to be in person.
Sorry, everyone. I just remembered that comes back and forth. So I also got a request from the community. Bill Hirsch is here. Several community members have asked, why is there not a housing subcommittee? And I brought this up also to Mark. I don't know if this is the most appropriate place or full council to bring that up, but I did just want to offer out that I'm happy to start that or organize or coordinate it or whatever, if that's appropriate. But I just wanted to put that out to the co-chairs.
I think we can talk about it next month.
Okay.
We need to to advertise sort of like any new topics that we sort of like put on the agenda, at least in advance. And so we can make a suggestion as a steering committee body to like say, hey, can we talk about this next week about the possibility of doing this? And you can put an agenda for discussion.
Okay, sounds great. Thank you.
So just to sort of follow up, sorry, Thomas, this is related to that discussion around the potential of housing work group or even the housing work being done on the council. You'll see that as a part of our review of the full council agenda. In some ways, that might be a lead-off conversation, and it will be in the Council Affairs agenda as well, because if there were to be a housing work group, it would most likely report to Council Affairs or steering. But, you know, as Council Affairs has purview over working with the system of care, it's clearly the place where that would land. So what I might do then is I mean, I'm definitely going to be adding that to the agenda for Council Affairs. And depending on the conversation there, we could potentially have this appear again at steering if Council Affairs would like to create a housing work group, or if Council Affairs would like to hold that work itself. But if it's the former, then steering, of course, would have to vote on that. That's actually a non-substantive vote, so that would actually still be able to be done remotely. Just wanted to point that out.
Thank you. Thomas, do you have another announcement?
I don't so much of an announcement, just with the dialogue that's happening, a couple different things. One is, I know we're, I always think like just being, regardless of whether or not we have to report in person, I think the ability for community kind of join us via by the internet, why am I saying that wrong? Remotely or virtually, I think is something that's, I'd love to make sure that we kind of keep in place to make sure that people have access to us. And to tell you the truth, for my own selfishness with regards to work travel and stuff like that, I realize I can't vote if I'm remote, but you know, so much of our work is, it's just keeping informed. You know, you miss a meeting and it feels like you miss a lot. So I think it would do a lot for retention and keep people engaged in the process too, who are actually council members. I see folks shaking their heads, so that's great. And then Manuel, I would love to follow up with you on the housing component, just because I know for the ETE efforts, which are my new role, that there was some work that Kevin Hutchcroft and somebody else was doing a little while ago. And I was trying to pick those pieces up, but I'm not quite sure what the pieces are. So if you're down for meeting with me maybe next week and talking about that would be great. Cool. And I think that was it for me. See,
yes, Mark.
Juror number seven's hand.
I am unfortunately reading the guidance right now, Thomas, and I don't know if because travel, you were traveling, would actually under this guidance be considered an appropriate reason. It looks like.
Oh, no. That's not what I'm saying, Mark. I would be absent and not be able to vote, but I'd still be able to know what's going on. That's really the value of kind of zooming in. That's okay. Cool.
And yeah, as long as that's understood, yeah, because it looks like here the two rationales would be just cause, which are things like a contagious disease, or travel while on official business for state or local government. That might be you. And then the second is emergency circumstances, which is defined as a physical or family medical emergency. Not sure why you'd want to remote in during such an emergency, but hey, you'd be able to.
All right. Any other announcements? Community, Bill Hirsch? No?
Nope. No announcements. Fantastic.
All right, great. So moving on. Well, that was public comment, sorry. So moving on to CHEP and HHS updates, who wants to go first, Bill or Thomas?
Bill, I'm more than happy to go. So just the most significant thing that's on our roadmap right now, or roadmap on our moving forward, is just the fact that the CDC is kind of setting a site visit for mid-July. So I'm not sure quite how the council will be involved in that in any significant way, but I just wanted folks to know that hasn't happened for a while, obviously due to COVID and a lot of moving parts. And they're kind of doing a Sacramento, LA San Francisco kind of tour, for lack of a better word. So kind of excited about that. Just kind of, it's a good example of that things are kind of returning to kind of a pre-COVID space with regards to communication with our federal partners, and creating and keeping those relationships going. And then with regards to the ending the epidemic efforts, we're doing well with starting to pull things back together with those efforts and really kind of leaning into as much as possible, de-siloing HIV, Hep C, and ending Hep C, and end Hep C efforts in the city and county of San Francisco and STIs. And the last thing I would just say is the state of California, just on the CPG, is also planning on meeting on the first week of May down in Long Beach. So that's the state version of this. And myself, JP, and Cesar sit on that particular body. So we'll be able to update folks when we come back from that space. Bill?
Great. Yeah, hi, everybody. Good afternoon. Doing lots of stuff, but I don't think there's necessarily something special that would be in my report, except that we, in the effort to be extra sure we would not get in trouble, we requested a waiver and exemption for the 5% unallocated Ryan White Part A. We had an agency that changed their name and then got caught behind the federal backlog of not then being able to register as an entity to receive federal funding. So a lot of scrambling, but I think we are now right-sided, but we put that application in. The reason for that is if we leave more than 5% over, we run the risk of having a cap put on our award, which is lower, and that penalty occurring for multiple years. So I think at the end of the day, this is an academic exercise for us, but we had wanted just to be sure in case the agency couldn't get that number. But again, were able to get the number, so we're okay. I think otherwise it will be just standard reporting out unless someone wants to hear something specific, the same categories we usually cover with you all. And no news on the award, which I think probably what everyone's most interested in. So, and then I think you all have already calendared talking about the Medi-Cal unwinding for the following month. Mark, was that a hand up?
Yes, I tossed a question in chat, but I'm not sure you saw it. It's totally unrelated to your update. When does our current integrated plan for San Francisco sunset?
The one that we've been the one we've been working off in the past, that was a Robert Weary prior to this. I think it's on the calendar year. I think it's in March this year. You know, the strategies, I don't think that they've yet released that. We were just
talking about a
couple of weeks. I don't think so. I think they wanted to release it and then pulled it back. We need to follow up with Leroy Blaya on that. I don't think it finally, I could be wrong, but I didn't see anything. I don't know unless you did, Thomas. I think they were going to do it and then they pulled it back. But so, I mean, we're just at the beginning of it because it would start March 1st. But I agree, Mark. I've been kind of wondering a little bit the same thing. Maybe what I'll do is I'll reach out to Leroy prior to the meeting and we can add that. And then Thomas and I can discuss about whether both of us could just give an update where we're at with that. But I appreciate you being very forward planning on that, but it's coming up and it's going to be March soon. So yeah, we were talking about that internally. How do we kind of start to think about that?
Thank you.
Sure. Good question. That's all I got, unless anyone has a question.
All right, so moving on to committee and work group reports. So first up is Community Engagement Committee.
Oh, we don't have representation, and I was actually not at that meeting. Kira or Crown, were either of you at the Community Engagement, or did they actually meet? I don't recall.
Yes, we did meet. Give me 1 second, and I can pull up the agenda to go over. Because I don't know quite off the top of my head.
Yeah, I was on the meeting, but I showed up a little bit late. I was in the middle. There was a middle conversation with setting up the. It was the COLA and the. Oh, and the assessment. Oh, I don't remember the rest of it.
Yeah, I think we definitely talked about needs assessments. We got the HCAP report, I believe, from Steven. I feel like there's one thing that we are missing.
Yeah, so we had, yeah, so like Kron mentioned, we went over the HCAP report, which we actually hadn't gotten, I think, since November. And then there were the co-chair elections. We went over NEET assessment and COLA updates, and that was it. So just boilerplate items.
All right, thank you. Next, we have Council Affairs Committee update.
Sure. And Chuck, I'm happy to report. So I'm just looking at the agenda that we went over, and that was on Tuesday. And there weren't really any announcements. I did kind of preview the HIV Housing 101 training. I've gotten a lot of feedback from even some people on this call. So hopefully it'll be very succinct, but also really informative at the main council meeting. And again, I'm kind of coming into terms of my co-chair responsibilities here. And then, yeah, that topic was discussed about creating a housing subcommittee, just because it really is the nexus. And I really appreciate Thomas Noble mentioning the ETE work. It really is a convergence. We all really need to work as a village, I feel like, and, you know, really be really thoughtful about our strategies. So I'm really excited about this opportunity. And that's pretty much what was discussed.
Great, perfect. Any questions? All right, moving on. Did membership beat this week?
Yes, quite a dynamic meeting. And unfortunately, you're still struck silent. What did you do? Why have you been struck with silence? You're still sorry.
Yeah, sorry, Ed.
I'll provide the update. Volume. And Ed, if I'm wrong, just shake your head wildly or leave the meeting, I guess. Okay. So membership had a great meeting, actually, and it all stemmed from the demographic report that Kira provided. We were clearly, you know, under in certain targets, Black and youth, and not by much for folks who are Black, African-American. Certainly youth has been an ongoing. The energy was particularly around the Latino membership under by perhaps at least two members. And so there was discussion, how are we gonna solve this? And there was actually a plan. Plan certainly relies on both planning council support and council members to partner. The council support team will be meeting tomorrow actually to go over what particular targeted areas we could outreach to. I mean, we might actually do it in the way of like doing an in-service, or even better, we might actually just decide to do a COLA if the support groups are actually willing to do that, because COLAs are not just focus groups, they are literally community outreach and listening activities. So council support will discuss that tomorrow about who we should target, I mean, where we should target and how. And council members will actually be with us, as they should, during these in-services and or COLAs. And so once we figure out like where and when, we'll bring that to membership and just get folks signed up to come with any, you know, the couple council staff who will be going. It's kind of exciting. We haven't had this kind of a concerted effort to do outreach since the pandemic. And so I think I'm just looking for reasons to get outside too. Was that it? Did I do a good job? Okay.
Still no volume. All right. And PLWH did not meet this month, right?
Oh, it looks like there was a couple questions there from Bill and from Thomas.
Oh, great. Let's go with Bill first.
Actually, not on this, but I realize there's one thing I would like to mention. So, you know, we have started working with Robert for the mental health needs assessment, and did have a chance to speak with Getting to Zero, and they have a long-term survivors group, and definitely want to invite the planning council members, particularly consumer members, to kind of partner with us or really with Robert in ways that make sense. I don't necessarily think we've articulated it. What I'm trying to have him do is really have a chance to interact with as many groups of people as possible. So just lots of different looks at stuff. And so some of you may just be contacted individually for other roles that you have, but this is just kind of a heads up. And if someone wants to be some thinking partner about it, But we're hopeful, and maybe there's a maybe one of the upcoming COLAs is a good opportunity for that. But just kind of wanted to mention that that's going to be rolling out of the next couple of months.
Can I ask a question about that, Bill, before we go to what might be a new thing from Thomas?
Absolutely.
Bill, would you like this to be put on, say, like the March agenda? Could Robert, would there be value with Robert talking specifically to the council?
Sure. I know that we had talked about actually him giving some interim reports, because, you know, like when you do this stuff and then it feels people get kind of like, what's happening? And then they have, you know, have to polish it and write it all up. So we had talked about kind of like giving in some sort of a couple of interim reports about general stuff, and then so that it doesn't take a while, you know, just to get it out sooner. So it sounds great. Let me just check in with Robert to figure out how we do it. So I think what we're really, again, the goal is really to get lots of stakeholders input in it, but give him kind of an ability to move through lots of different systems so we can get lots of different takes on it. But yeah, I'm happy to share what's going on. So put us on there, but maybe in a month we'll have a better idea of how that could be most helpful for the council and where he's at.
Sounds good. Thanks.
He's has to like turn in like 3 big grants over the next couple 3 weeks. So I'm sorry, I'm a bit vague, but we're going to pick this up in earnest after he finishes that work.
No worries. I'll connect with you certainly before March about this.
Excellent.
Thomas?
No, that was helpful, Bill. I appreciate the update. So just with regards to membership, Ed and Cesar are the chairs, right? Moving forward, did I get that right? So I just kind of want to acknowledge the work that happened in that meeting. It was really dynamic. People were engaged, kind of a lot of old, new ideas, which is fine, right? So, but people were really, it's the first time I've seen them energized in a minute. So it's not to be a criticism, but more the fact that it was exciting to kind of see people leaning into that. And whatever we can do to support your efforts, Ed, in that space, and Cesar, and keep that energy going to attract new members, we are all happy to do. So I just want to call that out. So thank you.
I think you mean calling in.
Thank you.
I think my speaker is working again. Yay!
There we go. Yay!
One thing I wanted to say about the membership meeting was it was very spirited. We brought up the idea of mentors again and maybe pushing the idea and doing a poll of council members that might be interesting in serving as mentors. The other thing is that the membership committee wants to go outside of the four walls of our Zoom and actually go to community organizations to talk about the planning council, what we do, what we're looking for, how it can benefit you by being a member. And we're going to be doing a script so that everyone, as they're going out, we're not sending big signals out to the community. We'll be carrying the same message there. One of the things was resurrecting the idea of flyers. But in addition to the flyers, on the flyers, actually having QR codes so people can be directed to our website or wherever we wish to send them. And the idea of t-shirts came up again for council members to have. So if you're at community organizations or somewhere, you have your planning council t-shirt you can wear, proud and loud. And I'll stop there.
Cool. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you for the update.
Hot pink, Ed. I'm seeing hot pink.
No.
Bill Hirsch, you had a question in the chat about inviting somebody. Is that right? Sorry, I think we missed it.
Oops. Sorry. I was just wondering if Robert Worry for the mental health needs assessment might want to come to a Happen meeting, where we've had some very spirited conversations around the need for mental health services for long-term survivors, as well as a compelling need for more intensive case management services throughout the system.
You're on mute, Blue Boom.
The short answer is yes. We haven't quite, we kind of have a plan out of all the different groups, but we haven't kind of figured out exactly how that's going to happen. But happen is near the top of that list with the planning council. I actually spoke with folks to getting to zero because they had a meeting. So he hasn't met with them yet, but eventually the goal is to have him meet with everybody. What I would like to happen and ask for support is that actually we bring the players who aren't getting the services, that is long-term survivors that aren't necessarily as linked in to all the mental health services that exist. And it could also be the people that help those, but I think we'd really like to have new voices at the table, particularly those that haven't come to the table yet. So if folks have ideas on how to link Robert up with that, definitely want to hear that.
Awesome. Thank you.
Sure.
The next is, I guess, meeting evaluation.
I think it's actually our guest here who is next. You might be looking at the older agenda. I sent an updated one that included Happen.
Yeah. Oh, great. So Bill Hirsch.
Your agenda is good. It's just one additional agenda item. So it's Bill and then the rest of whatever you're seeing.
Fantastic.
Hi, folks. So I'm wearing my co-chair of the HIV AIDS Provider Network hat right now. Each year, we try to coordinate budget advocacy for the HIV community so that decision makers know that the community is speaking with one voice. And so we go out to some of our sister organizations to try and make sure that everybody is supportive of the budget priorities that we've identified. I shared with Mark the budget doc that we're working on, and I'm going to walk you through that briefly as succinctly as I can, but I do want to just point out some of the successes that we've had, including in this current city fiscal year. We were able to secure an additional $3 million in funding for prevention services, not an inconsiderable amount of new funding. I might add, we were able to secure $500,000 in new funding for housing subsidies, not as much as we wanted for sure, but it makes a huge difference. I know for the folks that we work with, we can keep people housed as a result of those subsidies and avoid evictions. So homelessness prevention is furthered through that funding. And then we secured a more modest $200,000 for mental health services for long-term survivors. That's on top of a few budget wins for those services over the last several years, but still not enough to meet what we see as the need in the community. So the first priority for this year is something that we advocate for each year. We are asking for the city to backfill any cuts to the federal grants that the city receives, whether that's for Ryan White, whether that's for prevention funding, or whether that's for HOPWA. Just to remind folks, the city is unique amongst jurisdictions throughout the country in using city local dollars to backfill cuts to its Ryan White grant, such that more than $20 million is spent each year of city general fund dollars backfilling the cumulative cuts over many years. We do not yet know if there will be a reduction this year, but we ask the city to backfill that. The next item on the agenda is an issue that I know the council is supportive of, and that is sustainability for the nonprofit partners of the city. Whereas the city has sometimes offered a modest cost of doing business increase for general fund contracts, There is not a comparable mechanism for the city to increase grant-funded contracts. In a few isolated years, we have secured some modest amount from the city to address this. This past year, the council used a rare increase in Ryan White funding to do a modest increase for cost of doing business. At a certain point, nonprofits can't do more with less. We can only do less with less. And that's why we're asking for a cost of doing business increase to reflect those increased costs. The next item has to do with housing subsidies. We know that 75% of people living with HIV are at risk of homelessness based on the AIDS housing plan. In terms of assessing how low income people are living with HIV and the lack of affordable housing subsidies for folks. We have a new provider for these subsidies. And so we've increased our estimate of the amount that is needed per household per month. So we're asking $3.6 million that will fund 200 housing subsidies and sustain 200 households. We know that housing is the biggest single issue for our folks, and that's why we zealously fight for this. The next item is around mental health services for long-term survivors. You folks are very well aware of this issue in many public forums. We hear about the compelling needs for folks. We are trying to build on our past successes and ask for a modest $500,000 in new funding. We, as providers, are also acutely aware of the increased level of disability that many of the folks we're serving deal with. We are very concerned that there is a lack of intensive case management services for us to refer clients to. These intensive case management services can sometimes make the difference between whether someone is able to remain stably housed or not. And we, again, believe that homelessness prevention is a critical strategy for the city. So this funding is to help us provide more intensive case management services. We're asking for a modest $500,000. And then because we know that the city can save lives by opening safe consumption services, we continue to push for funding to make this idea a reality. The city has led on things like needle exchange over decades now, and we want the city to step up in this realm as well. So that is, in short order, the budget priorities that we're articulating. We would welcome the Planning Council to support this so that when we're meeting with decision makers, we can say that the community is united. I'm happy to answer any questions that you have. I know I went over a number of things pretty quickly, but a number of these things are issues that we have all been collectively working on for a long time.
Any questions or any comments for Bill?
So for some background, as far as what might happen next, there's a request to confirm the goals of this advocacy. This comes before the steering committee every year. Doesn't usually go before the full body, but steering as leadership can confirm this. And then later in the year, in a few months, Haven will come back and actually just report on how advocacy has been going. So that would mean, based on what you saw, if you agree with it, someone would need to move to approve these efforts and second and vote.
I move to approve the efforts.
Is there a second? Ed?
Great. Ed, 2 seconds.
Me.
So what's next then? Do we vote?
You just approve by consensus. Is anyone opposed?
Does anyone oppose? Everybody wants to have a conversation about it. Now's a chance to do that. I'll give it a second or two.
I'm not sure. Right. I'm not opposed, but I think the record should state that I abstained.
Right.
And Bill, that made me realize how busy you are. So thank you for that.
Well, Bill can't vote anymore, remember?
All right, not that Bill, the other Bill.
Bill, all right. So seeing that there's no nays, let's say we can approve this by consensus.
So Crown, when you're doing the minutes for this, you can note yes for everyone except for an A for Thomas Noble.
Great. Thank you, folks. And I'm happy to reach out to you and let you know how we can partner as we move forward.
Thanks, Bill.
Great. Fantastic.
Yeah, thanks, Bill.
Right. That's it. Oh. All right, moving forward. Next on the agenda, we have meeting evaluation, right? Yes.
And I can go ahead and I'll share my screen to go over that. All right. So this is just the meeting evaluation. So we had 11 total respondents. So that was up from last time. And the information received prior to the meeting adequately prepared me for the meeting. 10 people agreed, one person somewhat agreed. Then the meeting was run efficiently by Richard Sullivan. 10 people agreed, one person somewhat agreed. In the discussion during the meeting, I felt my point of view was adequately expressed and understood. And there were 11 people that answered, 10 agreed, one person somewhat agreed. The agenda was well planned, 10 people agreed, one person somewhat agreed. The CHEP update by Thomas Noble was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. 10 people agreed, one person somewhat agreed. The end of the epidemics update by Andy Scheer was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. And then 10 people agreed and only 10 people answered that. The 2022 year in review by Mulcmore Narr was well prepared and relevant to the HCPC. 11 people agreed. And then question 8, what worked well for you during this meeting and what could have been improved? And there were a couple of comments for that, so I'll read that out. One comment said the agenda planning was excellent. The open discussion was well facilitated as well. Somebody else commented, I'm getting used to Zoom, but missed in-person full council meetings. And another commenter stated that it was a good balance of time and topics. My needs as a council member are being met during this time. 10 people agreed, one person somewhat agreed. I see a pattern here. Please rate this meeting.
Did Mark fill one out?
Please rate this meeting on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being excellent. And we have 3 people rating it a 9 and 7 people rating it a 10. And that brings us to a total weighted average of 9.3.
Someone did not enjoy this meeting. Somewhat is pretty positive, but then you saw that there's also one who rated a 5. I think because the presenters were Andy Scheer and Mark Molnar, clearly there's some controversy there. Or maybe it was the facilitator, Richard Sullivan. I don't know.
Oh, man, someone's having a bad day. Okay, any conversations about this? Any more feedback? All right, moving on. moving on. Next topic.
I have one. David, yeah. I have a comment. I attended the meeting and, you know, I thought it was really helpful. Laura Thomas brought up the consideration around the mental health and specifically around DPH. I think we need to have more conversations like that. I feel like whenever I came into this council, a lot of people said the momentum has kind of gone down. And, you know, mental health, I mean, you just heard Bill Hirsch spiritedly talk about this and his budget advocacy as well. I really appreciate community members coming to us and saying, what's going on? Or can you explain why this decision was made or why the decision wasn't or hasn't been made? I think that's really imperative for this group. I just wanted to share that opinion.
Awesome. Thank you. Any other comments or feedback? Thank you, Monroe. All right. So moving forward, I think the last agenda item we have here is a full council agenda. So that'd be Mark, right?
Yeah. Let's see what's happening here. Let me move that. Okay. Do you all see that? Yeah. Okay. Oops. There we go. I can't see you right now, so let me know verbally if you can see this, please.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you. All right. So I'm trying to expand this. There we go. Okay, perfect. So we see our pro forma and our boilerplate stuff here up through agenda item 7. And then we have basically our main event. This is a one of those rare, but cool to me at least, mono-themed planning council meetings. This one is on housing. So we have an actual housing training from Manuel Vasquez. I've given you an hour, Manuel. If you need more, that's fine. If it goes under, also fine. Just keep in mind you and the co-chair facilitating will have to pause your presentation at, you know, I gave it like a half hour, but you know, sort of wherever is a natural pause to take a break. Council members don't like meetings without breaks, we've learned. And so do that somewhere that feels natural. And then we'll continue after the break. And then Manuel also suggested that we actually have a discussion on housing. And I just framed it in this way. I'm not sure how else to frame it. It seems like a pretty general description. We'll discuss current challenges with the housing system of care in San Francisco. Are folks okay with that description there? Yeah. Okay, now I'm curious, this is a very specific kind of discussion. Who was on deck to facilitate this meeting? Is that you, Irma?
Yes, it's me.
I'm wondering if you and Manuel could consider in some ways co-facilitating this particular discussion.
In number 11?
Yeah.
Sure.
So maybe you and or in particular Manuel, because this is clearly, you know, as most CDs rep, right in the wheelhouse. But Irma, you have tons of experiences too. Maybe come to the meeting with particular questions or points or just discussion items for the group. How does that feel?
Yeah, I was actually going to offer and suggest to Irma I will send her an email with talking points that are relevant to at least what I've gotten and what I think I hear most of the time in my role. And then Irma, you can look over it and add or, you know, provide comments, and then we can send that on.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Wonderful. And Emmanuel and Irma, if you actually have those in advance, I would even send them out to Crown and Kira so we could actually get that to the full council. That's a good way of like sort of creating energy for discussion if people mm-hmm. have things to think about in advance.
Will do.
I agree. Thank you.
So does this, otherwise, does this look good for the draft agenda for Monday after next? All right.
I think so. I'm excited about the topic.
Yeah, me too.
Cool. Awesome.
Is that
birds chirping in the background? Yes, I have little birdies back here.
All right, y'all. So that's it. I have nothing else in the agenda. Any questions?
David, thank you for stepping in at the last minute and facilitating. I appreciate it.
Oh, no worries. I'm just having a hard time finding the updated agenda in all the emails that I have open right now.
Yeah.
Laptop. Yeah, so just to, I'm on a laptop, yeah.
Oh,
just
man.
A reminder, the next steering committee meeting will be on Thursday, March 16th. And the next full council meeting will be next week, right? Yeah.
Monday after next, because Monday is a holiday, so it'll be the following Monday.
Monday next.
Sweet. All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Brownie, can you stay for a couple moments?
Will do.
What did you say?
Crown and Kira, can you please?